Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The issue of race and police use of force was the focus of a heated meeting in Roxbury last night. For 3 hours, Suffolk County DA Dan Conley and two top Boston police officials heard from the largely black audience of about 250 people who said they're frustrated by police treatment of black residents. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Dan Conley, Boston Police Chief Superintendent William Gross, and Robert Murner, the head of the Bureau of Investigative Services of the Boston Police Department, thought they'd come to the 12th Baptist Church to explain what happens in Boston after an officer is involved in a fatal shooting. But the meeting quickly got angry. Several relatives of men shot and killed by Boston police officers spoke, among them Carla Sheffield, whose son was shot 2 years ago.
My son stood with his hands in the air, nine people looking at him as he, an eight-year-old girl, heard my son saying, "No, don't shoot, don't shoot." The police officer shot my son.
Sheffield's son, Burrell Ramsey White, had confronted police with a handgun in the South End. The audience made it clear it wanted a broader discussion of police treatment of people of color, and Conley acknowledged the larger problem.
The vast majority of people who are prosecuted and arrested in Suffolk County are people of color. This is a human tragedy.
Conley pointed out that the vast majority of people he prosecutes are never jailed. The liveliest exchange of the evening came when Ashley Asanubi felt Conley had missed the point.
People of color are unjustly targeted.
That's right. Asanubi told Conley right in Dudley Square, not far from the church, she was pulled over.
Driving a nice car and pulling off too quickly.
I have no doubt that that happened, and that was wrong. Okay, that was wrong.
But I had to go to court, and it had to be dismissed. Why are we being targeted? What my question is,
did you come to court and the case was dismissed?
Yes.
Okay, so
Asanubi went on to ask Conley why she had to miss a day of work, saying she didn't do anything wrong. And she asked him why people of color have to keep missing work. She said her husband has been stopped and asked for ID while on his way to work at a hospital. And yet, she said, drug dealers have been operating on her street with impunity for 4 years. Carol Walker wanted to talk about what happened to her son.
One night in South Boston, he was stopped by a South Boston officer who said, "Hey, you, you've got a gun in your back pocket." That was his wallet. Mm-hmm. He wrenched his arms around very brutally and attacked him, basically.
Her son was arrested and released 2 hours later. Walker said he was only arrested because he's black and big. She said it was one of several insults he suffered. State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz asked Conley if he would support legislation banning racial profiling.
No place for racial profiling. I'm with you on it. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So you support the law?
I don't know what the law is, but I support no racial profiling. Okay? You got that, right?
D.A. Conley said his job is to decide whether a crime has been committed when an officer shoots and kills someone. In Boston, he said, eight people have been shot and killed by police in the last 10 years. He concluded that in all cases, police acted with justification. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.